Hi, it's Christian Buckley. I'm the Managing Director of Americas with GT Consult.
And I'm John Westworth, a Customer Success Manager for Microsoft.
And we're here for the final module, the future planning session, talking about Yammer administration and power user best practices. So future planning, why are we talking about planning? And so no demos for this session, but it is a critical topic. So we're going to talk about the Office 365 roadmap site and relevant links and why that's important to your Yammer administration. Oh, and that's it. We're going to talk about the roadmap and like next steps. Boy, I jumped ahead very quick there. That's all right. Hopefully, everyone who's watching this has actually seen the roadmap site. If not, you've got it right at the bottom there, roadmap.office.com. It's critical that you go and bookmark it, and I would say sign up for the feed to it so you're aware of when changes happen. Because that's one thing that I would say that while Microsoft was moving in the direction of the cloud deployment, cloud development, with the acquisition of Yammer a couple years back, I mean, it was really the Yammer team that I think just inserted that into the Microsoft culture firmly. That's how they worked with the A/B testing by going out and testing one feature on one set of servers and another feature and balancing usage of those things and going with the winning feature has now become a more and more standard way that Microsoft is developing. So it's been a dramatic cultural change inside of Microsoft. And I would argue that the Yammer acquisition had a big role in playing into how Microsoft has changed and evolved in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think we bought the company as much as for the people as for the products, really.
Right. So what's great about the roadmap site is that, as you can see in the picture here, that you have your launched, the rolling out, the in development, and the canceled features, as well as kind of some historical insight. Now, it's not the granular detail of what's happening around each of those features, but what's great about it is it gives you an idea of, more importantly, in the launched and rolling out, is what's coming, what's available, what you can expect to see changing within the user interface, as well as looking at the in development so you can start to get, and there's always links that are available, and there's a little more detail below some of them, where you start to get some insight into what's coming so that you can then go through things like user voice and, of course, the Office 365 technical network, the network that's out on Yammer, and provide feedback back to Microsoft that you agree with or disagree with the changes that are forthcoming or that have already been rolled out.
One thing I'd say there as well is we find a lot of Yammer administrators don't actually live within IT. They live outside of IT, so they may not be aware of that site, they may not be aware of what's coming, and some of these enhancements may come and just catch them by surprise.
Right, and so that's why it's, and I would say that it is, what is on the roadmap site is very consumable for non-techs as well. And so it is something that you can go and find out more about. Now, if you are excited about certain features, like there were some announcements that just came out about that Yammer's getting ready to release a number of different features that are going to be tested out. So it was kind of unprecedented that Microsoft would come forward and say, here's a bunch of things which are coming. We don't yet know if they'll stick, but we're giving you a heads up of some of the things that we're going to try. Please provide feedback. And some of the early view of this would have come through the roadmap.
Yep.
So it's important that you go and bookmark the site, be aware of it, and navigate through it. Now, what I'd say, where we are at the end of this process, we've walked through in the preceding modules and we've talked about in detail an overview of the roles and the capabilities of each of the admin types. We've shown you some tips and tricks for getting the most out of the platform. We've talked about activation, kind of everything that you need to think about as an administrator. So where do you go from there? What are the next steps? Well, if you're not yet using Yammer and you're investigating still, the first thing to do is to go and sign up for it. So go and get started with it. Again, starting with the free version is fine. Go and try it out. Dip your toes in the water. Two, you can go take a look at the Enterprise Social Resource Center. What's great about this is Microsoft is providing fantastic resources that are customer and partner evidence, white papers, case studies, examples by industry, So tools, I'm sure you guys, your team uses it. The CSMs use this stuff all the time.
Well, we use things like the adoption plan from there as well. There's also things for creating vision statements, for who you need to get on board and part of the project team. There's a whole host of content that my colleagues have been working on and sharing out there.
And most of that content, again, is not technical nature. It's the business side of that, because that's where most of these technology deployments fail, is on the business side. Not knowing who the ownership is, not where the ownership is, who the executive sponsors are, not understanding what is our administrative structure of non-technical administrators, so the business owners, and who's responsible for security and compliance, making sure that they're aware of the controls and measurements and monitoring that are in place, and letting them do their jobs through the platform.
Definitely.
So the Enterprise Social Resource Center does that. Another one is the Success Center. It's another place where you can go and look at the methodology. And I would say that most of what you see on success.office.com actually comes from Microsoft's internal deployments. So these are things which they learned in their, I don't know how many employees there are, like 100,000 plus employees globally when Microsoft is rolling this out. And it's not 100% done. It's ongoing, but the majority of organizations are within SharePoint and using it.
Yeah, and a lot of my colleagues in the customer success team have helped put this together based on best practices of deploying not only Yammer, but also Office 365 within organizations as well. And the great thing about the content is if you've got your own change management process, it can easily fit into that as well. So you're not having to change the way that you do change. We can slot this as an overlay.
So one of the things that's powerful about social collaboration is the ability to go and leverage the experts. You have content developed by the experts, like the customer success managers. I mean, this is the organization, your team. And it's not like there's hundreds of you.
No.
It's relatively small, but these are the experts for the kind of content. So it's important to go out and leverage the tools that are there. Take what's good, add it to what you have that's good, and develop your methodology for that.
But going back to that as well, even though we're small in number, we use the Office 365 network quite a bit, and that enables us then to scale out and worldwide and touch a far greater number of people than we could have done before.
Yeah. So step number four recommend, is to activate the enterprise features. If you've not already done that, configure your Active Directory sync and your single sign-on. That's gonna be the optimum experience for your end users. Then understand and map out those Yammer admin plans. So this is that governance planning. It does apply to Yammer, not just to your more structured collaboration like with SharePoint. And then finally is to partner with your business stakeholders around adoption. And this is where it's critical. You've deployed it, it's out there. You're administrating, you're doing the policing aspect of it. But it's now you're turning to your marketing organization, to operations, to the business teams for the ongoing adoption and success of the platform. And you need to have a strategy in place. And that's where you can go back to the resources that Microsoft has made available.
Absolutely. So if you have a look at the adoption plan, it's in the Success Center, we can actually go through that and it'll talk about how to build up business case and how to look for those gaps and how to kind of plug not only Yammer, but also the rest of Office 365 into there as well, and look at cross workload solutions rather than just individual solutions.
Right. So you have the Enterprise Social Resource Center, and I've got you can see some of the assets, like some examples over on the right side. So videos and white papers and case studies and examples, tools that you can actually use to go and follow these best practices. So not just talking about it, but showing you step by step how to do those things. And then of course you have the Success Center, where you have all the scenarios, the methodologies, the various communities. It points you to all those various resources and tools that you can go and use. And then I put together this list as well of other useful links that are, if you are trying to understand end-to-end what you need to manage around Yammer, like you could go in there and just use it. And I would say before you read all this, you need to be in there playing with it and understanding the fundamentals of just how it operates. Then come back to this thing. Once you've made a decision as an organization to start deploying it and using it, then here are the resources that you need to go and roll it out end-to-end and make it supportable and scalable.
Yeah, and even though it's called the IT Pro Network, there are non-technical people on
there. A lot of business owners that are out on the IT Pro Network. Well, it's the Office 365 network. So in summary, Yammer as a platform is continually changing, so it is important as an admin to be keeping up to date on everything that's coming down the pipeline. And then you can learn a lot from the community and from Microsoft, people like John that are dedicated to helping, you know, well, it's in your title, so the customer success, find success on the platform. So it's a giveaway. To do that, you should tease a little with your title.
Yeah.
You know, but, not, you know, but I'm just, that's just me. You know, but you know, thanks for participating. Hopefully people found it useful. You got some valuable information here. Of course, you can always reach out and contact John or myself. You can reach me on Twitter at BuckleyPlanet. My email is cbuck@gtconsult.com.
And I will be on the Office 365 network where you'll be able to get hold of me as well.
Yeah, so John and Christian, we're both on there, so definitely reach out. And thanks for watching this session.
Thank you.